Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Happy Social Media Day. It is national, I think it's global, Social Media Day. Yeah, it's a big holiday. And I know some of you are groaning, going, oh my gosh, social media cursed us. And some of you are like, social media changed my life, changed my world. So that's my question to you guys. Was social media a curse, or was it one of the most amazing breakthroughs ever? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Social Media Day got its birth, I believe, back in 2010, when I think an international news website named it. I'm telling you right now, to make a national holiday, it's difficult, but then it's not so difficult. National Blood Donation Day is now a National Blood Donation Day. Took years in the making, so I think it was a lot of hard work. But, you know, if it's something that a lot of people feel strongly about, it is doable. You know, can we do a Dr. Dahlia Day? Probably not. I don't think that anybody cares. You know, but, you know, a Michael Fassbender Day, ooh, yeah, I'll celebrate Michael Fassbender anytime. So, Social Media Day was first celebrated by international news website Mashable. That was June 30th, 2010, hence here we are, June 30th. And they wanted to recognize its impact on global communication. I give it that. They say social media has brought the world together on the same platform. It's connected people worldwide. According to News 18, everyone uses social media and connects with people all over the world in a simple and fast way. Plus, it's a revenue stream. People make money. People are able to sell things on social media. They're able to advertise. They're able to promote news, things like that. So it's, you know, but what's interesting is the first social media platform was not Facebook, people. It was Six Degrees. Back in 1997, I was graduating medical school. I do not remember Six Degrees. Maybe I heard of it. I don't know. But it was founded by Andrew Weinrich. And the platform allowed users to list friends and family members. It had profiles, bulletin boards, school affiliations. And Six Degrees garnered over 1 million users, but eventually shut down in 2001. I'm not sure why. I want to research that. And then the first modern social media platform was called Friendster. Friendster was launched in 2002, and then came LinkedIn. Now, I'm on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is very kind of businessy, where you don't really post a lot of selfies and things like that. It's more your business accomplishment, and it connects people in business. I talked to Charles Payne from Fox News on it. It gives you access to a lot of people in the industry, and it's really, it's neat. In that respect, but that's been around since 2003. I remember getting on that in about 2007, 2008. All right, but after LinkedIn, wasn't there MySpace? They're bringing up when MySpace was launched. But then Facebook was created by Mark Zuckerberg in 2004. Then YouTube was introduced in 2005, followed by Twitter in 2006. Remember I told you the sister of one of the Twitter founders was at a birthday party? I was out with my kid. And she's like, guys, you know, you're going to see this little birdie. It's called Twitter. Sign up for Twitter. You know, and I'm like, well, yeah, that's cool because I know you. You know, yeah, we'll help your brother. It's Twitter. I don't know if her brother, per se, is the, gosh, why can't I think of his name? Guy with the beard. I don't think so, but I think her brother was one of the founders. So, yeah, I did my part. I signed up early to help my friend's brother. And then Facebook purchased Instagram for $1 billion. Instagram was introduced in 2010. Facebook purchased it in 2012. And then comes TikTok. App was launched in 2016. Banned in some countries because of the affiliation with China. And so here we are with social media today. And my question to you is, are we cursed? Or was this the best thing since sliced bread? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want to get your calls, and I want to hear from you. You know, I have an opinion on the matter. I did not like social media at first. I didn't really want to do MySpace. I didn't want to do any of that. It wasn't until I got into radio in 2009 that I embraced it more, because I noticed it to be an amazing marketing tool. I mean, it's free advertising. Rather than you having to put out an ad, you having to, you know, say, guys, you know, listen to my show, or, you know, I'm going to be on Pawn Stars, you were able to do that on social media. You were maxed at 5,000 followers, so we maxed that, and then you could start the page. But then I got hacked on my Twitter and hacked on my Instagram, so I didn't really grow those. But my Facebook profile, my personal Facebook profile, maxed out pretty quickly. And I'm like, well, that's interesting, because that means I can reach out to 5,000 people at once. Now with Twitter and page, you could reach out to more. I just haven't really spent the time growing it like I should. And I know I should. Social Media Day, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, Instagram, Dahlia Wax, Facebook, Dr. Dahlia. I know. I just don't like to push the social media. It's one of those things. But I got to tell you, it was very advantageous, because if there was something in the news I needed to warn people about, tornado, things like that, touching, I could do that. And I'm like, wow, a lot of people are more on social media than they are watching the news. I mean, I remember you'd watch the 5:30 news or the 5 o'clock news growing up. CNN might be on in the background. Fox News might be on in the background. MSNBC. But I noticed I was even starting to get my news from Facebook, because when I pull up my computer, it's on. It looks like my Facebook is on all day long because it's in one of the windows, because I don't exit out my windows. I should. But so you even get alerts. You even get like a little red dot of something that kind of popped up. And so I noticed that, well, wait a second. This is a great way for me to talk to family without having to invite them over. I was saving money because I could talk to friends without having to go and buy a beer and buy lunch or buy dinner. And so I noticed financially huge, huge advantages. On the flip side, also a huge advantage was all the kids' baby pictures. I don't know where they are. All those pictures of birthday parties, I don't know where the cameras are. I don't know where the film is. But if I upload it into Facebook, I caught it. So I have a bunch of things, although I didn't post a lot because I didn't want to post a lot of my kids. But, you know, Facebook will say, this is a memory of your trip. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I still have that. So I like the database, and I use that more than Google Cloud or whatever. But the curse is that stuff follows you for life. A misspelling, a misspoken word, you're being out with somebody, you're standing next to somebody. That, unfortunately, could put you at risk of relationships. So we're going to talk about that, the social media curse. But we want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So on Social Media Day, we're talking about if social media was a curse or was it a blessing. And for this one woman, it got her arrested. Boy, did she do stupid. It actually cursed the Tour de France. Apparently, there was a woman who had a sign up while she was a spectator at the Tour de France. And she wanted to, I guess, reach out to her grandparents. And she waited for the cyclists during the first stage of the Tour de France to come near her for her to throw a sign right in front of them, Alas Opiomi, I believe, meaning, you know, go grandma and grandpa. And as she puts out the sign, and she jumped in front of the cyclist to catch it on camera, and obviously get that picture out there on social media, a bunch of cyclists crashed. The accident happened 45 kilometers from the finish of the first stage of the race on Saturday from Brest to Landerneau. And this female specter caused the pileup, and then I think she ran off. I heard she had left the country, but apparently it circulated on social media where they caught her. So she is now facing prison for one of the worst crashes in history. This was after 4 days of being on the run. Now, the suspect has not been identified, but she was arrested today, is now in custody in the small Brittany town of Landerneau. She lives in the Finisterre department of Brittany, I guess. And she did not have to travel far to get to the race, and clearly knew how to escape after causing so much damage, apparently, according to an investigative source. Numerous witnesses were interviewed. Camera footage was also inspected in order to track the suspect down, and she has been caught. Prosecutors actually launched a criminal inquiry after the collapse of an entire peloton on Saturday when 21 cyclists, including Britain's Chris Froome, were seriously hurt. The woman was filmed standing by the side of the road, smiling at the cameras, holding up a large sign that says, "Go Grandma and Grandpa," in a mixture of French and German. Leading prosecutors thought that she may be flew in for the race, but I think she was able to get back by car. And she apparently was hit in the left arm, spun around, and German cyclist Tony Martin was the first to go down, and there was a horrifying domino effect. Numerous wounds and scratches and all sorts of stuff. And the race was supposed to be between Brest and Landerneau. And so she can be held, I guess, for a period of 48 hours before she is charged, her custody period extended. Then she could also face further accusations if individual riders choose to complain. And she could also be sued. The woman looks like she's blonde. She looks like she's in her 20s, to be honest. She looks young. And you see the cyclist who was in the lead hit and then sadly crash, and everybody else starts to crash. What's interesting is one cyclist, and don't quote me, I don't want to identify who it is, looks and almost smiles as he sees everybody else fall down, because that means now he, you know, gets to at least have less competition. I thought I saw a smile, but it's just, sadly, it was a massive crash that unfortunately didn't have to be. And this woman was being, I guess she loves her grandparents. She probably thought her grandparents would think that was so cute. Couldn't she have just, you know, I mean, even on the side, they would have seen it. She didn't have to, you know, but here's the problem. This is why I think social media is such a curse. You hear of these people dying on a hiking trail or falling off a mountain or, you know, falling off a balcony. And it's an obsession now with selfies. And it's an obsession with getting these pictures of you. And it's not a picture that you keep in a camera and you lock in a curio cabinet. It's a picture that you're going to post online. Social media has caused this frenzy of, you know, being, having celebrity status, having a following, having fans. And being in show business, and not being at the celebrity status I would want to be, right? Like Jennifer Aniston, let's say. And I don't even know if, I don't, people say that's a curse also, you know, to be, you know, always sought out for by the paparazzi, never having privacy, etc. But once you feel that little celebrity status, you lose privacy. And you also garner stalkers. And you end up kind of putting yourself in a position where you talk yourself through it, going, well, no, I like it, yeah, but, you know, I have followers, and I have people that you know, are fans, and, you know, people want to see what I post next. And so many people now, apologize, that's my MacBook. My MacBook wants to have a voice. So many people who looked at all these celebrities all their lives going, I wonder what it's like to have fans. I wonder what it's like to have people that kind of listen and follow and you know, talk about and share things I say. Social media has allowed so many people now to have a status of celebrity. And some are huge, and some are just within their circles. And it's addictive. And you're like, well, I want more followers. I want more fans. That's one of the reasons why I really don't push the Twitter as much and the Instagram and all that. And it's because you do end up having people that really know a lot about your life. And it gets kind of creepy sometimes. Now, I'm different. I'm on air and I tell you guys everything. So, you know, you all know that me and Corey, right, what goes on in our marriage, right? Talk to you about the kids. Todd, you know, it's just, I'm just very open, and I don't mind. I mean, I really don't have a lot to hide. There's not really, you know, much about my life, and if the nuances of my life, you know, are relevant and applicable to things that are going on, then great. But, you know, for many people, it ends up becoming a curse, and so they might be at a party with somebody who might be an ex. The wife sees this, going, you were around your ex. Oh, no. She was just in the background. How do I know that? And so, you know, sometimes the ignorance is bliss allows a lot of relationships and things to move forward. But when, you know, a picture speaks 1,000 words, and so then, you know, there's conspiracies, and then there's accusations, and there's, and so, you know, nothing is hidden, and I don't suggest hiding anything from your spouse, but sadly, if you had, said, you know, I'm going to go to the store, but then you drop by a guy's house, had a beer, and they see all this, now you're a liar. And so, and not because you post the picture, but somebody else. Yeah, and I can't stand it when somebody posts a picture of a party, and there's me, you know, at the snack table, right, or bending over because I dropped something, and that picture's on the internet. And I'll call the person up going, look, can you please remove the picture, or can you please edit me out? I don't want people seeing my butt. Or how many times are you sitting and you forget to cross your legs? And that's not a good visual. But now it's out there for everybody. You know, so I know it's Social Media Day, and it's transformed marketing, it's transformed communication, it's transformed family relationship, it's transformed news, it's transformed public health. People can warn each other about somebody getting COVID. It brings stories to you if you don't watch a certain news station. It also not only can introduce bias, but eliminate bias, and that if you don't want to just hear MSNBC, CNN, Fox News' take on something, you know, you could go to Facebook, and if you follow liberal and conservative people, you get more of a two-sided view. And so it's something that's here to stay, and I've embraced it, but I just, man, I now with predators and people on social media, you know, trying to look like teenage boys from a nearby school that has a mutual friend, then they fall, you know, the girl falls for them, starts sending pictures to them. It's some dangerous stuff. So my answer to, you know, are we better off? Is it a curse? I don't think there's an easy answer. For some of us, we're better off. For others, we feel cursed. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pennsylvania's Supreme Court has overturned Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction. Cosby's expected to be released from prison later today. Former President Trump is in Texas today after accepting an invitation from Governor Greg Abbott to visit a portion of the incomplete border wall, a part of the wall that Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says Texans will be forced to pay to have it finished.
But we're going to have to do it, and we shouldn't have to do it. Texas taxpayers shouldn't have this burden, but Texas is going to have to stand in the gap, and we're happy to have the help from the other states who are sending National Guard units or law enforcement.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Another day, another rise in gas prices. AAA's survey showing the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline now at $3.11 a gallon. That's nearly a penny higher than Tuesday's national average and 4 more cents than last week. This is USA Radio News. The jobs picture is looking even better as the country gets back to normal. ADP saying private payrolls rose by 692,000 in June, while experts were expecting that number to be around 550,000. The boost was helped by more than 330,000 jobs being added in the hospitality sector. Other sectors seeing gains were education and health services, construction, and manufacturing. The snafus continue regarding counting all the votes in New York's mayoral primary.
Voting integrity fails in New York. The New York City Board of Elections apologized late Tuesday after election officials removed the latest vote tally from the Democrat mayoral primary from its website following a data error. 135,000 test ballots were counted along with actual ballots, resulting in frontrunner Eric Adams' significant lead being cut. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners is a landlord, and I'm sure many of our listeners are tenants. So this eviction moratorium has been a very hot topic and very controversial. And so our listener, who's a landlord, says he has not received any financial relief yet and is very scared of evicting the tenant as soon as the moratorium ends, and what protections there are in terms of the tenant destroying the property. And then this should have never been a topic. We should have never even been in this position where you had millions of people that couldn't work, were out of jobs, and were going to be forced to live on the street. We have millions of landlords who had to be forced to just eat it temporarily. And, oh yeah, you could collect back rent, you could collect late fees. Nobody has 16 months of back rent and late fees. So you had landlords that were, you know, going to be told that we're going to have to eat it. And so when the topic did come up to the Supreme Court on if the CDC had any authority, the majority actually said it was illegal. But Brett Kavanaugh, who felt that the eviction moratorium was illegal, did side with justices, including Chief Justice Roberts, Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, on how, well, listen, it's going to be done in about a month. So let's leave it in place so landlords can hopefully get their assistance. So the big question everybody has is, okay, well, now what next? And July is going to be the end of July is going to be a very, very scary month. One, for people who are going to be evicted because they haven't paid rent for 16 months. Obviously, the landlord's not going to want you to still be there because they want rent. I mean, that's kind of what landlords do. They have properties and they have bills. So it's going to be very scary for people that haven't paid rent, that might not have worked or saved money during this time or saved their unemployment benefits. And it's going to be scary for the landlords because some of these people, when they are leaving, they're not going, okay, you know what? I cleaned the place. I vacuumed. I dusted. Here's the keys. Thank you. You know, thank you very much for letting me live here rent-free. Sadly, some people are leaving the place completely trashed. And so if the Supreme Court felt that it was, according to NBC News, Brett Kavanaugh said that he thought the ban was illegal, but he noted that it was scheduled to expire soon. So he joined the other justices including Stephen Breyer, Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and John Roberts, Chief Justice John Roberts, and just keep the moratorium in place for another month or two. But the interesting thing that Brett Kavanaugh had said, Justice Kavanaugh, was, look, they want to extend the moratorium. Congress is going to have to pass legislation. So I know a question a lot of people have is if the justices thought it was illegal, just like Obamacare, the ACA was technically unconstitutional. But they said, look, you can make it work if it's a tax. If the eviction moratoriums are illegal, what makes them legal? What then is allowed? Now, apparently this all basically stands on the Public Health Service Act. Back in May, a federal judge in D.C. ruled that the moratorium, which applies to tenants who claim financial hardship, is not authorized by the Public Health Service Act, the statute that the CDC cited for basis of the order. Because remember, this came from the CDC. The CDC said the eviction moratorium had to be in place because if you have millions of people homeless, that's a public health threat, you know, in terms of disease, in terms of COVID spreading. So that's how the CDC had the authority. Judge Friedrich said the court must set aside the CDC order consistent with the Administrative Procedure Act. And Friedrich granted a stay of her order pending the government's appeal. June 2nd, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit declined to lift that stay. And so plaintiffs, landlords, real estate companies, trade associations appealed that decision to the Supreme Court. So, to me, and I said this a little earlier, if you're going to do an eviction moratorium in the future, and mind you, with the variants and with now the government taking on certain roles and activities that we never thought they could do, I mean, who would have thunk that, you know, here you are and you being a landlord, that's your income, that's your job, you could be told, sorry, you can't work, you can't collect rent. You know, and not just for one day, because it's a federal holiday. We're talking for, you know, a year and a half. What would make it legal? And so my suggestion is now that the Supreme Court has allowed the latitude of the decisions to be on Congress to have, and I would have, if I was the Supreme Court, I would have brought this up so there would be some clarity and we wouldn't have any more issues in the future. Where if you're going to do an eviction moratorium, that same day that eviction moratorium is in play, dollar for dollar, money goes to the landlord for their rent. So if they're paying $1,000 a month in rent, and you're going to say, look, you don't have to kick them out, then that money immediately goes to the landlord. Instead, it was, all right, eviction moratorium, and the landlord's, okay, now what do we do? Nothing. March, April, May 2020, June, July, nothing, nothing. Finally, Governor Newsom of California said, look, we're going to use COVID funds to pay all the back rent. But the average landlord in a non-California state is going, wait a second here, all right? Everybody says, yeah, I could collect the rent, I could collect the fees. I don't see how. I don't see how that, you know, the court system is going to be a mess. And then also, what is in place for the damage that could happen to the property? So if you're going to do an eviction moratorium, there be logistics. Say, look, all right, you are going to not be kicked out on the street. You will still have that roof over your head, but the rent is going to immediately, by the 30th or the 5th or that month or whatever, be covered by Congress. And we will also have rules in place that you cannot cause any damage to that. And if you don't follow these rules, you will be liable or face criminal charges for destruction of property. Now, I'm not saying every tenant did that. A lot of tenants, they took care of the place. But landlords are scared to death. What is going to happen next month? One person in the news cited $50,000 damage to their house. And, you know, when you have some skin in the game and you have security deposits and you feel you're going to lose the money you're going to get, you take care of the property. But if you're like, look, they can't come after me. This idea of I can't be, nobody's going to come after me. No one's going to arrest me. No one's going to, you know, that's one of the reasons why we have a lot of crime. That's one of the reasons why things have just kind of started to go mayhem. No one's going to do anything. I'm going to pay my rent. Nobody can do anything. Now, mind you, landlords are getting smart. They are going to use every aspect of the law they can. But I'm not sure what the Supreme Court accomplished then, because almost then why did they even make a ruling? If they ruled 6 months ago, maybe there could have been some more clarity and some more help for landlords. But this case, they're saying, you know, like Brett Kavanaugh, well, it's going to expire in a month anyway. So what, did they purposely kick the can down the road? I mean, eviction moratoriums, what the Supreme Court's job is supposed to do is interpret the law and give people guidance, because things will happen again. So when, you know, and that guidance should basically allow both sides, Republicans, Democrats, etc., public officials in big states, small states, whatever, to know how to proceed legally within the confines of the law. But if you're saying, if the majority are saying it was illegal, but it's okay because it's almost done in a month, that's not how law works. You know what? I know you killed that person, but they were going to die of cancer next month anyway. That's okay. We're going to let it go. No. That just doesn't work. So, if there's going to be future eviction moratoriums, and there will be, the Congress and Supreme Court should have guided them, saying landlord relief and protections of the property should have been instilled day one. There we go. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I saved plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines is the New York City mayor race. Bill de Blasio is termed out, so he cannot run again. So Curtis Sliwa, who I've met, and he's an awesome guy. I've known him for many, many years in radio. Broadcaster of Guardian Angels. He easily won the Republican side. And winning the Democratic side was a little bit tricky because there was a huge split in the votes. Eric Adams did lead the race for the Democratic nomination, but drama. And New York is not the first. This isn't their first time that they had drama with votes. And apparently, according to the tabulations, his huge lead over the other contenders has now narrowed to just over 2 points, according to preliminary tabulations from the Board of Elections. This is in round 11 of ranked choice voting. So Adam now leads the primary with 51.1% of the vote, barely edging out former Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia, who has 48.9% of the vote. Other candidates have been eliminated, such as Andrew Yang. Adams leads Garcia by 16,000 votes, but 124,000 absentee ballots have not yet been counted, meaning the race is far from over. But Adams said that the vote total on Tuesday was 100,000 more than the total counted on election night. The New York City Board of Elections acknowledged a discrepancy in Tuesday's ranked choice vote counting. So, if there is any issues with election integrity, and this is something we have said all along, whether you're Republican, whether you're Democrat, whether you're independent, if there is any issue or mishaps or faulty systems in place, I don't even have to say fraud, but mistakes that could happen, software glitches, and anybody who ignored it during the Trump-Biden election might want to make sure that it still gets addressed and not ignored, because it might affect an election that you do care about. So that is a pretty big discrepancy. Now, Adams, again, Democratic mayoral candidate who is in the lead, says we have asked the Board of Elections to explain such a massive increase and other irregularities before we comment on the ranked choice voting projection. He still remains confident that he will be the city's next mayor. Now, the New York City Board of Elections said we are aware there is a discrepancy in the unofficial RCV round-by-round elimination report. We are working with our RCV technical staff to identify where the discrepancy occurred. We ask the public elected officials and candidates to have patience. So under New York City's new ranked choice voting system, voters get to choose their top five candidates in order. So if no candidate receives a majority of votes in the first round, election officials knock off the candidate with the least amount of first choice votes. Then they count the second choice option on the ballots and rank the losing candidate highest. So in the 10th round of elimination, Adams had been first with 41% of the votes, Garcia second with 30%, and Progressive former Mayor Bill de Blasio staffer Maya Wiley at 29%. Garcia ended up getting a huge boost from Wiley's elimination on the 11th round. So rather than just, okay, well, who came in first with all the votes, some people like it, because then it kind of shows a little bit more about, you know, who people really liked and how they ranked. Sadly, though, with a lot of elections, it's kind of name recognition, so whoever had the money to get their name out there, if I didn't recognize a name, I might not put them down. So I don't know how much it eliminates, you know, much of the, certain biases or advantages in terms of money, but unfortunately elections are won with money. I mean, you know, whoever could put more ads out. But they say even with today's ranked choice report, we are still waiting for more than 120,000 absentee ballots to be counted. Now, Garcia said we are confident about a path to victory. Once all the votes are counted, I know everyone will support the Democratic nominee, and that's exactly what I intend to do. We look forward to the final results. Democracy is worth waiting for. So election officials began counting the absentee ballots Monday. They plan to release a new ranked choice tally next Tuesday. Of the 124,000 ballots, 55,000 are from districts that backed Adams, 39,000 are from districts that backed Garcia. Now, Andrew Yang, he had the most name recognition because he was in the presidential primary last election. He conceded on election night. So did a bunch of others like Sean Donovan, Scott Stringer, Citigroup exec Ray McGuire. But, you know, Adams is definitely a front runner because crime is at the top of the minds of Big Apple, obviously. And Adams ran a campaign squarely centered on cracking down violence. Both Adams and Garcia pledged to add more cops to New York City subways. And New York City subways have been has seen a surge of attacks. People being pushed onto the tracks. I mean, just scary stuff. Rapes. Somebody tried to rape a woman in front of everybody. And nobody seemed to jump in and help. Finally, she got him off of them, and then people helped. So, Adams had, you know, did reject some of the calls from some of the candidates to defund the police. He says he has been beaten by New York Police Department officers and is in support of law enforcement reform. But he was endorsed by the New York Post, and Garcia was endorsed by the New York Times. So, very interesting, you know, and again, this is one of these things where, as an American, whether it's an election that went my way or not, if at all there is any sort of cracks and leaks and any sort of integrity issues when it comes to an election, man, I mean, if you don't fight for democracy and fight for transparency on any count, then it's going to affect you. And so, this is a pretty, apparently there was some other issue that happened with test ballots. Apparently, test ballots were included. So 135,000 test ballots were thrown into the mix. The Elections Board said its calculations had included both test and election night results, producing approximately 135,000 additional records. So if all this stuff has happened in New York and not the first time, Biden's our president. I'm supporting that. I hope he does well. But I am for making sure that any future election is not a cluster. And if New York can't get through a mayoral candidate without having absentee ballots still not counted and test ballots thrown in the mix, that is just another symptom of we don't have a system that's airtight. Now, they say there's no evidence of mass fraud, according to The Guardian, in either New York City mayor election or the presidential election. They say board staff has removed all test ballot images from the system and will upload election night results, cross-referencing. So at least, you know, look, mistakes happen. Software happens. At least they are moving forward. But it's just, it's just another sign that if anybody said there was no election fraud and the election was done 100% perfect, no election is 100% perfect. There's always dead people votes. Not sure how that happens. Somebody always cheats. But in terms of mass cheating, it has to be entertained and it has to be looked at. Kim Jong-un, North Korea, is looking at COVID. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. Apparently there was an incident. A bunch of people fired. He said it was a grave incident. Put people at risk. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.